I couldn't stop if I wanted to. A 9-to-5 is something that I don't wanna do. Sit in the cubicle miserable as I slave away. Getting complacent with life as my dreams fade away. Nah, motivation to go harder. I'd rather spit that real.
Good morning, good evening, good night, folks. This is your Five Tool Sports Podcast host, Woody Massey. I'm here with both the tools today.
Hey.
Yo. Feeling a little bit under the weather. Hopefully you don't got the vid. What up?
What up?
Omicron. That's the new Decepticons.
Yes. Sounds like it. We're gonna need some Transformers. Help us out.
It's transforming, all right.
It is. Hopefully, right, in a positive way.
We got some news to cover today before we jump into these bets. The pony money. They're making no money on the ponies.
We ain't had a news section like this since like the off season.
Yeah, well, we've been waiting for this. It's like been waiting for your favorite food to finish all year. We've talked about it probably every week. When the hell is Urban Meyer going to get fired? And well, boys, wow. Urban Meyer got fired.
I woke up to the news this morning. It was so bad, he got fired last night in the middle of the night.
They tried to do it on the late night to beat the news cycle, and everyone was like, hell no, we've been waiting for this.
Oh, man, I was shocked. I was shocked, y'all. But I wasn't shocked, right?
Yeah. All right, so let's go over the timeline. Urban Meyer, he gets hired January 14th. Owner comes out, and he says, owner Shad Khan, I got it right. This is the move. I got it right. Turning things around. February 11th. Here's Chris Doyle, who was fired as the strength coach at Iowa for making, quote, racist remarks and bullying young black athletes.
The man wasn't employed for 6 months. He wasn't unemployed for 6 months before he got another job after that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you know what? I want to bring in somebody to tutor our young quarterback, you know? So I'm going to bring in one of the greatest college football quarterbacks of all time in Tim Tebow. Well, we're going to put him at tight end.
Hometown.
May 20th. Yeah. And then he also signed Carlos Hyde, which that's a whole nother thing.
And why? Yeah. Right. July proceeded 1st, to play him. Proceeded to play him ahead of.
Yeah. July 1st, 2021. Gets fined out the ass because he had too hard of hitting sessions in practice because he still thinks it's college and it's his law.
That's
July 14th. He's subpoenaed about the Chris Doyle hiring.
Oh, wow.
October, now everything chilled out for a while. We got in the season. We're like, all right, yeah, does he suck? I think he sucks. I'm pretty sure he sucks. October 2nd, dancing viral video of the blonde dancing on him. And then he says, oh, yeah, it wasn't that big of a deal, blah, 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 blah.
Oh.
And then the next day, a video of him comes out just getting his finger popping.
Hey, don't forget that his wife tweeted out that same night, just at home with the grandkids by myself tonight. Jesus. And then that video popped
Grandpa's
out
just getting faded.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
So bad. Yeah. Then December 5th, he benched their best offensive player in James Robinson and because he fumbled. But the game before, Carlos Hyde fumbled, and he was back in after five plays.
Crazy, man.
It's nuts.
And look, Woody, I'm sorry to cut you off, but you actually skipped one. The drafting of Travis Etienne when you already have
James Robinson.
Like,
and then after he drafted Travis Etienne, he said, I actually really wanted to draft Kadarius Toney.
Yeah, they wanted to move Etienne into the slot as well. That was his they were gonna move him into the slot and kind of use him as a Percy Harvin. Which we don't know how that would have ever.
I mean, it sounds nice, right?
Yeah,
I heard good things about Etienne in practice before. He was making breaking long plays and stuff.
He's going to be a good player.
Yeah,
just not for Urban
Meyer. We know
Meyer.
James Robinson's leaving now to this year.
There you go. You got your guy.
And then you have him, the benching of Robinson. This is the first time, like me and Brandon mentioned this last week. See, I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. That was the first time I've ever seen a rookie quarterback have to come out and question the coaching and Trevor Lawrence. That actually made me like Trevor Lawrence more. The fact that as a rookie, he was like, yo, nah, this is.
Look, I can't forget about the article that I wrote about a year and a half ago, about Dallas Cowboys should go after Urban Meyer. And the last time they went after a college coach and hired him, they won a Super Bowl. Man, I'm glad we dodged that bullet.
Man, you dad just dodged that bullet.
I think a lot of his issues, too, coming into the NFL was his inability to find NFL-level coaches at first. And then when he let go of
you said something about that, too, Brandon. When you had said something, yeah.
And then when they let go of Doyle after the debacle with him, they went out and they hired a guy that was doing a radio show here in Columbus, Ohio, who, you know, is a strength coach, but he wasn't really doing any high-level strength coaching at that point in time. And that's Anthony Schlegel. So,
yeah,
which is interesting. He was a linebacker at Ohio State.
So after the benching of James Robinson, December 11th, rumors started floating around that he lost the players' confidence. He lost the locker room. And then the kicker, the final kick to the balls. He kicked kicker Josh Lambeau while stretching in practice in front of
the that happened team. Back in August, too.
That's crazy.
You know what happened? You know why he got fired? I thought he was going to be able to finish the season. But after all of this stuff happened, don't forget, just 3 or 4 days ago, Shad Khan was kind of saying something totally different.
Yeah.
He was kind of...
Yeah, I don't want to be too hasty.
Exactly. He was just kind of buying time, right? The writing was on the wall, but he was buying time. And then after all this stuff started happening, I think he picked up his phone and he called maybe, you know, a handful of players.
Yeah.
And they was like, I guarantee you, they were like, man, get rid of this guy.
Smell that man's fingers.
Khan was like, let's get out. Gotta get him out of here. Gotta get him out of here.
Hey, look, who's the most successful college coach to come into the NFL in recent memory?
Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll, ooh. Yeah.
Okay. After Pete Carroll, I suppose. But after I mean, win percentage wise is Jim Harbaugh.
Jim Harbaugh.
44-19-1.
Yeah, so. But he didn't win a Super Bowl like Pete Carroll did.
That's strong though. He would have.
He didn't.
He almost did. We'll Pete lost to Jim Harbaugh with Harbaugh, what, a 49-point underdog?
Inspired today, boy.
No, that's true. I remember
Jim Harbaugh he haunted him at USC. So is Brandon.
Yeah, no. But, all right, let's move on. Reel it in, Woody.
It's easy
we're
to chip from
it.
The bottom.
Yeah, it is. I like
D-
it.
D-Hop. Nuck. DeAndre Hopkins. Sorry, fantasy owners. You held him on your rosters this whole time, waiting for him to get healthy. Right in time for the playoffs. He's done. He's going to be gone. He's supposed to be coming back for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Which is good for the Arizona in real life.
This is going to be a tough stretch for Arizona because Arizona, they are in good positioning to get that number one seed in the NFC.
Yeah.
Now, with D-Hop being out. Now, look, they've won games without D-Hop. Obviously, D-Hop has been banged up for a majority of the year so far this year. However, we've all pointed to the fact that Kyler Murray seems to be spreading the ball around more this year and not really honing in on DeAndre Hopkins. However, it's going to be a lot tougher to spread the ball around when D-Hop isn't, drawing additional coverage from that defense. So I want to see Arizona's offense is affected by that.
I think they have the guy that's going to fill in more heavily on the roster already, Zach Ertz.
And that's cool, but he's not D-Hop. I love the Zach Hurts pickup.
No,
it's a great pickup. And I think it'll help him out. And then, I mean, they have a fairly deep receiving core as well. But, you know, D-Hop is D-Hop, right?
He sets the tone for that receiver group. 100%.
Totally. And maybe we get to see some more Rondell Moore here coming down the stretch.
I mean, it helps. You need Hopkins, though, to open that up. I mean, it's just... I think that it hurts him a lot.
And you know what D-Hop does well? He blocks well, too. And you know what Arizona, you know, runs a good bit of the, you know, those little short screen passes, bubble screens, tunnel screens, things like that. So you got to have guys willing to block on the outside. D-Hop is one of the better guys at his position in doing that. Yeah. So,
guys, people are catching COVID left and right. OBJ got COVID. Baker got COVID. Everyone who's got a commercial pretty much has COVID.
The Browns got COVID. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Are we going to see COVID affect the Super Bowl this year? We were so afraid of it last year. We got lucky it didn't.
Yeah,
odds are good.
I feel like someone big is going to miss the game this year.
I think this is going to be an issue. Look, I mean, there's really no protocol. I mean, yeah, you got to wear masks. You need to be vaccinated, all this and that. But It's not like last year. You got people, you got thousands of fans in the stadiums. It's gonna spike. It's flu season. COVID flu season. You know, I mean
that's true. Then one more thing to cover in the news today. Jackson State signs top prospect Travis Hunter, the historically black college, Jackson State, led by Deion Sanders, primetime.
Yeah.
Turned around their whole program this season. They had their best football season like in the last 20 years, right?
Huge. Huge pickup. Primetime has been doing his thing since he got there as far as the recruiting. And look, we kind of all predicted this. This isn't a surprise. It's a surprise that a guy this high chose Jackson State. But we knew Deion was going to be able to get, you know, some really good transfers, some really good recruits and whatnot. But this is kind of next level getting this Travis Hunter kid out of Georgia. He's a stud, 6'1", 165-pound athlete. He's a premium corner if you want to put him on the defensive side of the ball. And he's a premium receiver if you want to put him on the offensive side of the ball. So, I mean, hey, it's a win-win. Yeah.
Well, Brandon, speaking of Michigan players, you said he's being compared to a legend.
No, yeah, I was reading his recruiting profile over here on 24/7 Sports, and the guy was talking about how this guy is essentially cornerback one and wide receiver one in this class, essentially, and that he is a player who just makes plays in all facets of the game that he's involved in. So, yeah, he grabs that tag for Charles Woodson, and it doesn't surprise me.
Charles Woodson was no honey badger, you know?
Charles Woodson's idol, believe it or not, was Deion, so that does make sense.
He didn't take my bait.
No bait.
I said Charles Woodson was no honey badger.
Honey badger was, you know, a Woodson wannabe.
Ooh, basically, pretty much.
Pretty much. All right, but so what does this do, guys? You said earlier, who did Eddie George take over?
So Eddie George is at Tennessee State, and then
so they're getting some big names, you know, in the HBCU football sector. So it's good. It's great. It's big.
And one thing I was reading and that we've seen, and Brandon, you said this is coming in time with these NIL deals, is medical facilities. And personnel is what's going to set them apart. They need to get top medical.
The HBCUs, you know, this is a big win for schools at that level. And I think that, you know, it'll bring notoriety. It'll bring money, hopefully, to those universities. I know Deion did a great job filling the stands for, you know, his team. I think it was either their last game of the season or whatever. But, you know, he was did like a call to arms, you know, around the state, wanting people to come to the game. And, you know, fans of major college football teams were showing up. And those are the types of things you need. Like, you're going to need to put butts in the seats. And ultimately, when you get a guy like this, you're going to put eyes on the TV, too. And that brings money to your school. And this is what it takes. And then you've got to schedule big games against big-time opponents as well. So Jackson State and schools and HBCUs need to schedule you know, some of the higher level schools that pay out a lot of money. And then that's how you upgrade your facilities. So I can see it working for them down the line here. It sooner rather than later, too. People with big money will start to invest.
And we're going to see a HBCU pancake club.
Yes, we could see a pancake club. And what I'd like to see is,
well, what's HBCU's version of the pancake
club? Chicken and ribs club.
I was looking at CM. See, like, I know he
wants it. Woody shouldn't be laughing about that. That's not laughable. But anyway.
Yeah, so that's going to wrap up our news. Before we dive into the lines today, guys, and the money on the ponies. I never get sick of saying that. I'm sorry. let's. I heard the teacher has pop quiz.
Oh, yeah.
Substitute.
Look. I forgot.
I'm never ready for this. I'm never ready.
I'm always strapped up. Blicky on me. Loaded clip. You feel me?
I need to go to the school doctor. I have a bellyache.
Don't leave me in here with this.
My asthma's flaring up.
Don't leave me in here with the weird kid.
Put your mask back on. All right. So What rookie quarterback owns the worst passer rating since 2010? What rookie quarterback owns the worst passer rating since 2010?
It's one of two people. I think it's
Jared Goff. Whoa, what? If you got two guesses, actually, Brandon looks like he's nowhere close to even having an answer.
Yeah.
It's he Jared looks Goff like he might throw a running back out there or something.
I think it's Justin Fields or Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, but
Trevor Lawrence definitely has a worse rating than Justin Fields. Justin Fields has had a couple good games.
Who do you think it is, Woody?
It's Jared Goff or Trevor Lawrence. I'm gonna say Jared Goff.
I'm gonna backpedal here. Zach Wilson.
Jared Goff.
Ooh, it might Zach be Zach Wilson too. Sam really Darnold guesses. Could be up there too.
I'm just gonna guess all of the rookies Smith. Aside from Mac Jones.
So there's some strong guesses, guys. The reason that I wanted to formulate this question is during my research, we've had some really bad rookie quarterback play this year. And it's funny because we're coming, you know, we're following the draft where all these quarterbacks, we said, hey, it was the deepest draft as far as quarterbacks we've seen in a long, long time.
It is.
For sure. It is. It is. You know, the jury is still in session. The book is still being written, right?
So I don't know. Justin Fields has started to look pretty great the past few years.
No, he is. He still has some inconsistency issues. And could you blame him when Matt Nagy and, you know, that staff is calling plays? It's really not all his fault. But I'm going to ask the question one more time. I'll tell you the answers. What rookie quarterback owns the worst passer rating since 2010? The answer is Jimmy Clausen. So this was, they drafted Jimmy Clausen in the, I think with the number one overall pick. It was a top three pick.
No, I think it was a lower pick, actually. I think he fell.
Maybe so. I just know they selected him.
I think he was second round, actually.
He didn't do well his rookie year, and they turn around and they draft Cam Newton the next year, right?
Yeah.
But Jimmy Clausen's rookie year, he had a 58.4 passer rating in 13 games. He threw three touchdowns to 9 interceptions. Next up with the worst was DeShone Kizer, and following him.
Yeah. DeShone Kizer. I thought good he was going to be right. Both Notre Dame guys.
Following DeShone Kizer.
Brady Quinn wasn't great either.
Is it Brady Quinn?
It is Zach Wilson. He has a 65.3 passer rating in 9 games so far this season. So he's 7 points from, you know, from that. But then also on this list, and I told you, Woody, before the show, that based on this list, it's not looking good for these guys that are on here now. So Jimmy Clausen didn't pan out. DeShone Kizer didn't pan out. Zach Wilson, you know, we're still waiting. Next up, you have Blaine Gabbert, Geno Smith, Josh Rosen. None of them panned out.
Where's Jared Goff? I know Jared Goff's on there.
No, he's not on here yet. Josh Allen had one of the worst passer ratings in the last decade.
You gotta give him
time for sure.
Let's be real, though. He's the exception to that list.
Yeah, I mean, look, you got C.J. Beathard, Justin Fields is on here, Bortles, Christian Ponder, Brandon Whedon, Ryan Tannehill.
Blake Bortles had there's a 38 some touchdown season. So there's
Sam Bradford and Andrew Luck.
There's a good exercise there. You can, you know, pull the data for the last, I don't know, 20 years of rookie quarterbacks, just kind of gauge what percentage, you know, actually.
I got you right now, homie.
Jimmy Clausen, he was taken in the second round by the Carolina Panthers. He had fallen in the draft. That's I remember distinctly.
Yeah. Going back to 2000, then it gives me Joey Harrington is one of the worst. Josh Freeman, one of the worst. Kyle Orton is up there. Some guy named Andrew Walter. I don't even know who that is.
Oh, was
Chris
he? Winkie.
Chris Winkie, dude. I thought Chris Winkie was going to come in and actually be able to play.
Matthew well, he was Stafford. Like 30 when he got there.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I thought.
Stafford?
Yep. He had a terrible rookie year.
Yeah, I mean, some of these guys just, they start out on, it's usually if you look at who started out on a really bad team, who started out on a good team, you can kind of gauge it that way too. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, you can get help by visiting gamblingaddictioncenter.com. Addiction is a disease, and we here at the Five Tool Sports Podcast and Football Scout 365 want our listeners to know that everything we present on our show with regard to point spreads and betting, That is strictly for entertainment purposes only. So
everything in moderation, guys. All right, guys, let's jump into football this week. Kansas City Chiefs and Los Angeles Chargers. Chargers are getting 3.5 points here. And I think they beat the Chiefs this week.
Nope.
Herbert's rolling.
Yeah, I'm kind of right there with you. I think this spread is kind of trying to get us with the okie doke because, look, we saw the Chiefs last week versus the Raiders. Uh-huh. They look great. They blow them out. I'm not so sure that the Chiefs' offensive struggles.
It wasn't their stars.
I'm not so sure that the Chiefs' offensive struggles are necessarily behind them. You know, they've figured out how to win games. Their defense is coming alive. That offense is still, you know, it's not the offense that we saw in the past still. So I think the Chargers will be able to beat them in L.A. this week.
I think so, too.
I like the Chargers to cover.
Even though SoFi Stadium is no home field advantage for the Chargers.
No, it's not.
They barely have a crowd. It's going to be more Chiefs fans than Chargers fans, probably. But, Brandon, tell us why you disagree. Why you think the Chiefs are going to win here.
No, I the defense is playing a lot better.
So
they're
the
looking
Chargers.
Really, really good. I do like what Mahomes. I like Mahomes' ability to kind of just take a step back and let things, you know, set up for him, not trying to force a lot of stuff anymore. I think that he's realizing that he's going to need to do that down the stretch in order to win games. They do have the ability to run the football if they need to. And if the Chargers want to give them that, they'll take it. If the Chargers try to take that away, then they'll take, you know, the easy stuff with the throws and the open areas. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs in this one. I have a lot more confidence in them now, obviously, than I did at the midway point of the season. So they figured some things out. Yeah.
They've played much better against the run the past few games. That I think will help them here.
So, Brandon, did you say who you got the Chiefs?
Yep, I'm going Chiefs.
Chiefs to cover. Bold.
Yeah, why not? Might cover by more than that.
Justin Herbert is making a case for the MVP with this late push.
Of course, you're a fan.
Just saying, he is. He is making a case.
I
is mean, he not?
Sure, I guess he's making a push. I mean, yeah. I guess.
No one besides Aaron Rodgers is putting up better numbers than him right now.
All right, cool. Well, you know, luckily, you know, we know that MVP is about the entire body of work throughout the entire season.
I mean, he's the number two overall fantasy quarterback. Yeah, he's putting up numbers.
And thankfully, the MVP is not based upon fantasy numbers.
But
you were just
saying numbers. He's putting up numbers. He's almost at 4,000 yards.
Look, man, TDs. Tom Brady is the MVP. It's done. All right. It's already probably been written.
Yeah,
it's there, and wow. they're going to play the Patriots in the Super Bowl, and it's just going to be
Tom Brady, Jonathan Taylor are probably my top three right now.
Yeah, probably. But if Justin Herbert has a baller game over Patrick Mahomes, this would put him into that conversation. If he drops like another 350, four touchdown game. Would it not?
Maybe. They'll talk about it for a few weeks, but he's not going to win it. He could do it every week from here on out and go to the playoffs and look good. Brady's going to win it.
Nah, I don't know, bro. If he studs it out down the stretch, he could definitely overtake that.
Nah, Brady's going to win it, man. That clothing line he just
started. It's hard to argue with. He's going to win it because of a clothing line? That sounds so dumb. Come on.
I'm just saying, dude is finding a way to always be in the news in a positive way. He's using college kids to market his brand for NIL. I mean, it's brilliant. I mean, he's doing everything.
So we're giving businessmen MVPs now?
Hey, look, man, this stuff works. I mean, look at Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers could just blow it up the rest of the way. He's not going to win it. I'm sorry.
Because it's bad for the league. I agree. But Justin Herbert is the new golden boy.
I would say that.
He's not golden enough yet.
Though. Aaron Rodgers is the most impressive of the quarterbacks this year, personally.
By far. Yeah, it's incredible.
But Brady.
Especially with a fake broken toe.
Brady wins on and off the field, unfortunately.
He really hates this man.
That's true.
Stand him.
Las Vegas Raiders and Cleveland Browns. Las Vegas Raiders and Cleveland Browns. The Browns are giving the Raiders 6.5 here, but they may be without Baker Mayfield, which explains the increase in spread points.
Look, I got Vegas covering here.
You do?
Yeah, I mean, they're really bad. But Cleveland is just so up and down, man.
So is the Raiders.
Yeah, man, but sheesh. I mean, That's fair. That's 100% fair.
They just got washed by Kansas City, and neither Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce scored a touchdown.
You didn't need.
Sometimes 48 that's points. Sometimes that's all you need.
I mean, Cleveland Brown went up 24-0 versus Baltimore and then let Baltimore come back with their second string quarterback. So
that's real too. We can't forget about that.
This is a game you stay away from.
Yeah.
And you probably take the under, whatever the under is. If you do want to go to it. But I
think so. I think there's an under here for sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Okay, here's your thing. See, here's one thing.
43. Right? Starting opening line. Over under.
The Raiders defense against the run this year is middle of the pack.
Uh-oh.
Yep. So they run, as Brandon has alluded to the past few weeks, they run a lot of one high, you know, cover three. So their primary, where they
actually they're bottom of the pack. They're like, I think 23rd, 24th.
Yeah. Well, 125 a game. They look to stop the run first, right? That's why they run a lot of one high safety. So
yeah,
you know,
actually, I'm smelling a
this
Nick
isn't
Chubb
the
game
team
here.
Yeah, this isn't the team for your run defense to be lacking.
It's all about who gets off to the best start here, honestly, right?
No,
because
that's real.
If Cleveland can run the ball
first. Yeah.
and if they can score first, get out to lead and lean on that running game, then Baker Mayfield can play complimentary football, which is when he's at his best. If they have to play from behind, then that's when Baker is not at his best. So well,
the play action should be there with that run defense being the way that it is. So
yeah,
everything you just said, CJ, that leads me to the Browns covering.
6.5. It's just low.
I'm taking it. Hey, man, last week, it was like 9 games or 10 games from last week covered. And all of those high, you know, high totals, too. I'm like, holy crap.
Elite pass rushers freak out Derek Carr. And Myles Garrett is like a superhuman person right now. Give me the Browns.
Okay, there you go.
I can dig it.
New England Patriots, Indianapolis Colts. Colts are getting 1.5 here. What? How does that work?
They're hot and they're at home.
Yeah.
But New England's like the hottest team in the league.
The line could change too. We have to keep an eye on this. Remember, when I list these lines, these are opening lines. So I go off the opening line, just kind of scour and see if it changes. And if anybody hasn't pulled up or has looked at it, you never know. It could have flipped the other way. But again, Woody, you brought it up. This just means it's a pick 'em. So they think that these are two very evenly matched teams. And I couldn't agree.
Indy actually is. I think there's heavy money going on Indy because Indy's now 2.5, minus 2.5.
There you go. Colts, so it's still a pick 'em.
The Colts have more talent, more individual talent.
They match up well against them too.
And they match up well against the Patriots. They're gonna look to run the ball. Belichick obviously is gonna look to stop what the opposing team is best at, which is running the ball. Mm-hmm. So that's gonna be his primary focus.
He's going to put the ball in Carson Wentz's hands.
And they're going to try to turn him over.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's going to work.
It's going to be the game plan. Now, what Indy has in their favor is the fact that they're playing at home. So it's a comfort zone.
It's also a must-win game for them.
And for Carson Wentz. Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, last 4 or 5 weeks of the season, everything's a must-win. Like
I'm not taking Carson Wentz against Bill
because
Belichick.
Because I have to stand by consistency here. I think I've viewed the Colts as a dark horse Super Bowl team, and if they are a dark horse Super Bowl team, this is a game they need to win.
Yeah, they got
to
win it.
The Colts. I think the Colts will be able to run on New England. I think so. That's too. What decided my pick here.
Mm-hmm. You're going Colts?
Colts.
Mm-hmm. I got Patriots.
Yep, we know where Brandon's going. Give him the Billy Bills.
I got to. I believe again.
Dallas Cowboys and New York Giants. Dallas is getting 10.5 in here. That's what the updated one is. 10.5, minus 10.5. Give me Dallas here to cover.
Same. You know, Mike Glennon, the backup quarterback, he's
Giants
banged up. Daniel Jones, he's banged up. So the Giants may be coming into this game with their third string starter, Jake Fromm. So
look for
Cowboys all the way.
Yeah.
Right game here.
Micah Parsons gonna he's just
Dak,
gonna eat.
Is Dak gonna start running the ball ever again or is he done?
Nah, no need.
Yeah, I think that's part of his timidness right now, is he really doesn't look to take off as,
at all.
You know, where
he hasn't
in
been
the
rushing
past.
At all.
Yeah. He's probably being told not to.
Probably.
Quite possibly.
Right. Because you don't need to if they're ahead and running the ball. That makes sense.
Maybe he's being told not to by the voice in his head and actually not by a coach or
that's
something.
That's true. You know? Kellen Moore? They have microphones.
Yeah. They turn it on. Hey, don't you do it.
I'm talking about the voice in the back of his head. Oh. And just for any of the listeners that Morgan don't know Freeman? How that works, I believe once the play
that's the
clock
voice
gets
I listen
to
in my head.
Once the play clock gets to 15 or 20 seconds, the mic actually turns off.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I believe so. Yeah, they're
Jalen
not allowed to
Waddle
kind of coach
just got
you
put
through
on the COVID list. It hurts for Miami's chance of making the playoffs.
Yeah, they've been playing good ball lately.
Man, yeah. By the time we make these picks and Sunday rolls around, it's all
with
there's
COVID?
Always something.
Yeah,
right.
Always.
It's unbelievable, man.
All right, so I'm going Dallas here because I think the Giants are just toast.
So all were consensus here, Dallas.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Bengals and Broncos. Bengals are getting 2.5 points here. Give me the better team getting points. Boom.
So that line moved. Is that Mixon good?
Yes.
He was good last week. He played. He was sick. That's right. He had a bellyache.
He is active. And he is over 1,000 yards on the year already.
Very nice. I'll let you guys go while
two
I think
teams.
About this and dwelling.
Two teams close as far as talent is concerned. Playing at Denver in December. Give me Denver to cover here.
Give you Denver to cover?
Yeah.
I don't hate you for it. It's just anytime the better team gets points. Like overall, this Bengals team I think is better than the Denver Broncos. Especially Joe Burrow is the one that sets them apart.
I agree with that. I think Joe Burrow is what sets them apart. But,
they
you know, Denver
equally
Broncos.
Good young wide receiver cores. They mm-hmm. got good young tight ends. They both have good young running backs. Defenses are on the come up. Mm-hmm. But Joe Burrow is better than Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, Zach Taylor tends to not allow Burrow to win a game. Just kind of go out there and say, hey, you take this. You're our leader. You're the quarterback who's going to lead us there no matter what. I'm going to put the game on the line in your hands. And sometimes I feel like he turtles in those moments as a coach. It's weird to me. I think that Denver is going to win this. I'm on the fence with Woody here a little bit, but I still think Denver is slightly better. So I'm going to take Denver in this one. It's a pick 'em for a reason.
Yeah, Cincinnati's strength is their weapons on the outside. And the last time I saw Cincinnati, not counting the Los Angeles Chargers, but when I saw them go against my Dallas Cowboys and they stifled them on the outside at receiver, I can't get that out of my head. So I think, you know, Denver might be able to do the same thing here to
that's real
Cincinnati this week.
Get physical. Maybe they were – you know what? That's a good point. Have to look at what Dallas did in that game a little bit closer, see if they out-physicaled or how they played that, because it
the
is
Bengals
difficult.
Are a physical team this year.
So. Yeah, it's difficult to stop Cincinnati. Hey, who did you pick? Who did you pick?
I picked the Bengals.
And CJ
Denver.
Cool.
All right, let's talk about the Houston Texans and Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, Jacksonville Jaguars are favored by 3.5 here. I think we're going to see a very enthusiastic young mm-hmm. Jaguars team. This is the first time we're saying this all season, probably the last.
Yep.
I'm throwing money on the Jags this week. They might come out on the free field singing free at last.
Ooh. What's the line change on this one, though?
Let's look right now.
I know the opening line is 3.5. In favor
Jags are up to 5 now. So Vegas.
Oh my gosh. Jesus.
The Jags are giving them. They're favored by 2 or 5.5?
They're favored by 5.
They're like, wow, lose it. Urban Meyer was worth more.
They must be thinking that Trevor Lawrence is actually going to be like a competent quarterback.
They're going to let him. He's going to let it rip in this one.
Look,
this is
that
how bad
5.5
the
point
was.
Spread. I don't know what to do. Now it is 3.5. I feel confident.
I'm going Jags. I think that they come out and they destroy the Texans this week. I think it's that type
of more confident team coming off of that. They want to show some
stuff. They might cut Carlos Hyde before Sunday.
That'd be going great. Jacksonville here still, whether it's 3.5 or 5.
I would have gone up to 7.
Wait, Tyrod's not Tyrod's. What's his deal?
Davis Mills.
I've already
Davis
forgot.
Mills is the starter for the rest of the year.
Well, he wasn't too bad.
He looked good last week.
But
kind
they
of.
Got
Jacksonville's
I mean,
defense is decent.
Yeah. They got their Josh Allen's pretty.
You know
good.
What? Yeah, he is pretty good. I'm going Jags. I'll take Jags. I'll take the bait on that.
That's unanimous as well. Then
Tennessee Titans at Pittsburgh Steelers. The opening was +2.5 for the Steelers. And it is currently at -1 for Tennessee. Ooh. So that means that a lot of money's going on the Steelers here.
That's interesting.
That is interesting.
It's kind of scary, too, because the Titans are in you know, a position to that they got to finish strong, get Derrick Henry back. We've already
Julio
had that
Jones
discussion.
Is back.
That's... Now the Steelers, is Joe Hayden back? That's a big thing. Look. That's a big deal. I mean,
Deontay Foreman has been running very well for the Titans as well.
Man. Yeah, I'm gonna go. I think Tennessee from the opening line, from that being, you know, +2.5. Pittsburgh.
Hayden did not participate in Wednesday's practice session.
Who?
Joe Hayden.
Joe Hayden.
Okay. I'm going to go Tennessee to cover here, I think. Man, Pittsburgh, backs against the wall, poor performance. Mike Tomlin at home.
They still played well enough to get back in it. That's where I'm kind of – but, again, that's against a team lets everybody get back in games.
I think Pittsburgh wins this game.
Same. It's a must win for Pittsburgh. I'm going Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, too. I just flipped.
It's a must-win game. Tennessee doesn't need to win this game.
Tennessee should want to win this game.
No,
yeah,
for sure.
To keep themselves
the number
you know,
one
in,
seed,
a good position in the AFC. You get Derrick Henry back, your life changes in a big way. I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to go with Titans. I feel like game plan wise and the mindset and Vrabel's probably feeling himself.
Are you a Vrabel fan now?
Vrabel's feeling himself. He just beat up on his mentor. And,
beat up on his mentor, wouldn't let him look him in the eye either.
Well, the mentor was looking away. He walked up enthusiastic.
Bow to your sensei.
Yeah.
The student has become the master.
Yeah.
New York Jets, Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins are giving the Jets 8.5 here, and Jalen Waddle just went on COVID. So I wonder what the updated one is. Wow, Miami's 9.5, even though Jalen Waddle went down.
I'm going Miami.
8.5. I'm going Miami as well.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, bro, they're going against the Jets.
Michael Carter's back.
We're talking Tua, man.
So is
Tua
Zach
time.
Wilson.
Give me the Jets to cover.
All right, why not? I'll give that to you all day. On the bookie.
Washington football team, Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles opening line was -4. It's now up to -7. What is going on?
Jesus.
Is Taylor Heinicke going to play? Let's look.
That's a good question.
Did he get hurt?
Yeah, he did.
Got banged up.
All right, he's got no injury designation. Kyle Allen's out, so Taylor Heinicke's actually the only quarterback on the roster.
That's right. I remember now. He came in.
Yeah. And I've heard that Minshew might play this week, though.
Ooh, that's a big.
Mm-hmm.
No, seriously?
Yeah, he might.
Because Sirianni said that.
They've been splitting practice because Hurts has a high ankle sprain.
So you think
right.
that's why?
But they said when Hurts come back, I'm sorry, Brent. They said when Hurts come back, he's still going to be the starter. So that's,
yeah, but
that's
they've been splitting reps in practice because Hurts is still hurt. That's the thing. But also because the fans love Minshew. What did I tell you, bro? The moment Minshew steps on that field, that city.
Yeah, I was right there with you when they traded that 6th-round pick for him. Yeah. You know?
That was another thing that Urban Meyer did that we didn't even talk about. Let's just give away a good young quarterback for nothing.
Well, the best quarterback on the team wasn't even playing football for Jacksonville. When Gardner Minshew was there, you cannot tell me that Trevor Lawrence was performing better than Gardner Minshew. It's nothing wrong with sitting your number one pick for a season and letting them get right.
Build up your asset. You could have traded Gardner Minshew probably for a low first-round pick. Real talk. At least a second. They got a 6-round pick for nothing. Just because they wanted to trade him, they felt.
Yeah, it's ain't Madden. I don't think they would have got a second, but I think they definitely could have got a better pick.
You're telling me if he started the season, he did well, that they couldn't have got a second round pick?
Well, what's well?
Won a couple games and didn't have a
20 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. Well,
I mean, he already did that.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't trade a second round pick for that.
I mean,
but
Jimmy G, those were his stats.
A third or fourth is a valuable pick. Giving up a second is like giving up a first, in my mind.
Maybe I was thinking more of like a team that need a winning team that needs a quarterback to push them over the hump, so it'd be a lower second.
Look, whatever the case, a 6-round pick wasn't sufficient enough.
Is Gardner Minshew going to be Philly's starting quarterback next season?
I don't know.
Brandon gave us one of those that I don't know. It's like, you know, his wife asked him something that he don't want to answer. And he's like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't want to see the youngin' get overtaken, but he might.
I don't know.
Whoa.
I know Jalen Hurts is nervous.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, who we picking?
Right. So who y'all picking?
Give me Washington football team here.
Give me Washington football team. They're playing scrappy football.
One four out of the last five.
Yeah.
I'm going Philly.
All right. Bench you magic? I like it.
Both teams are not very good football teams by any means.
This is true. Arizona Cardinals, Detroit Lions, opening line. Cardinals got 14. Let's look and see what it is now.
It's got to change, right?
Cardinals, they lost D-Hop. He's worth a point. Minus 13.
Okay, yeah, it's not a shocker. I got Detroit to cover here.
Really?
So?
I mean, yeah. Look,
I think Cardinals bounce back hard after that Rams game. I'm taking the Cardinals.
I think some stuff changes up with D-Hop being out. Kyler's back. He didn't look impressive this past week.
He looked impressive the week before.
And I just think Detroit again. They're competitive when they play against good teams, and so I think they can keep it close. I think they might be able to. You know, kind of muck it up a little bit. They're playing in Detroit. 14 points or 13 points with the new line. It's still a large spread. Something just tells me to go Detroit here.
I get it. I was tempted to, but I think the Cardinals, I think they might try to run it up here, make a statement.
Yeah, I'm going to go Cardinals on this one. Is Dan Campbell the guy, though?
I feel even more confident.
Yeah, I think Dan Campbell will be back next year. The player seems to like him in the locker room.
Oh, yeah. I feel next year it'll be the telling.
Yeah, I'm a Dan Campbell fan, even though if he is trying to bite your kneecaps off.
Most jacked coach in the NFL, right? Man's jacked. Have you seen it?
You think they have to take drug tests in the NFL?
No, apparently not in Miami. They had that dude who was just a straight cokehead a few years ago. You ever see the video of that guy? You never saw the video of the Miami coach?
No.
So he was obsessed with this stripper that like outed him.
Oh, so it's always something about that.
He used to it was this stripper from Miami, and he was just sending her videos of him in the coach's office, just ripping lines off the desk, and he's just like, oh baby, I do this all for
that's
you.
That's enough.
I do this all for you, beep. Ripping lines. Beep. That guy got fired for that, Brandon. Like, that's exactly what happened. It's a news show.
I'm sure.
Hey, what Zach Smith was doing at Ohio State, delivered to the coach's office and stuff.
Yeah, you told me about that.
That's an Urban Meyer special there. He hired that guy. He hired me. Come on, man.
To answer your question, no, they don't drug test coaches.
Urban's going to be needing coaches wherever he goes, so I'm going to hit him up.
I think he might be back for a while.
You need an analyst?
You going to be a Zach Smith?
Just send him your resume, and on the front of your resume, on your cover page, just put, I'm not a loser.
I'm a winner.
Boom. Like you, Coach Urban.
Carolina Panthers and Buffalo Bills. Buffalo, it started at 11.5, and Buffalo's only given 10.5 now. Which means that money's going on the Panthers for some reason.
I got a question, just so there's no mistake about it, because this is probably what happens. So we're judged off of these opening lines. So kudos to you, Woody, for telling us what the lines are now. But I have a feeling Brandon judges us off of the opening lines
I do, unless we agree to change him.
Don't try any funny. I'm down with the opening line. Just don't it's try all any funny business. Just it's make sure. Just
if it's a significant movement,
yeah. Make sure if you have any grievances, Woody, file the appeal process.
I got a book, baby.
30 days.
Buffalo Bills. I'm taking them here. I think they bounce back hard. They played well against Tampa, and Carolina's a bad team.
Yeah.
Good grief.
I like Carolina to cover here.
What you thinking,
I mean, look, you can't tell me Carolina is a bad team. They're not a great team. But at this point, you can't tell me that the Buffalo is any of those things either. You know, Josh, like they've been up and down. Bro, we forget they lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars. I have to go Carolina here to cover. I have to.
Josh Allen is limited in practice this week with a toe.
Ooh, that's big too.
Yeah.
Is it his big toe?
Didn't say.
That's a big question.
I really need to know. Us degenerates need to know. Somebody get in there and find out.
First stab and throwing the ball, that does make a...
Yeah.
I'm going with the Bills still.
Is Josh Allen being on the injury report, does it have you towing the line at all here?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. I feel like I need to be, but I'm going Bills.
Okay. Bills. CJ's going Panthers. I like Cincinnati that. Bengals, the Denver Broncos. We already did that one. Sorry. Yeah. Atlanta Falcons at San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers are favored by 8 here. And man, y'all, I've been killing it betting on the Falcons this season secretly because they've been like, they started off so bad. Oh, now the spread has
they've gotten better.
The spread has gone up. That means mad money's going on San Francisco. It's gone up to 9.5. Give me the Falcons here. Cover
opening line -8. Give me the Niners.
Where's Debo at health wise?
He's fine. He's playing.
Debo Elijah Mitchell.
Elijah Mitchell's supposed to play too.
Oh, give me the Niners. Yeah. They're gonna run. They are gonna run.
Falcons have kept it close all season.
Look, the Niners should be able to drag the Falcons. When I think of the Niners and the weapons they have on offense, right? I know I always refer back to my Dallas Cowboys. I used to not ever like to refer to my Dallas Cowboys, but y'all kind of put me out there as a Dallas fan. And this season, it's okay because we're going to make the playoffs. But when I think of that San Fran offense, I think of Dallas, right, as far as the weapons. And you saw what Dallas was able to do to the Falcons. And then on the defensive side of the ball, Falcons can't block anybody. You got Bosa. You got some pass rushes on the defensive side of the ball. I think the Niners will be able to open up a can of whoop ass here.
Nice. I like it. I'm going that way.
Let's go Green Bay Packers, Baltimore Ravens. As of right now, I think Lamar Jackson is playing.
Greg Roman did say today Lamar's status could go down to the wire. So,
Baltimore Ravens started off 6.5 favorites, and now it's down to, started off getting 6.5, and then now it's down to 5.5. Which means that I think we're getting a lot of money on the Packers, right? No, the Baltimore.
Look, just
whoa.
Make sure you write this down, Brandon.
Why are they putting a bunch of money on Baltimore? That makes no sense.
If Lamar plays,
yeah, it's
different. I like Baltimore to cover the 6.5.
At home.
Yeah, I think Green Bay will win. I think Baltimore can keep it close, as they have in damn near all their games this year.
Yeah.
I think
with the exception of Cincinnati.
Y'all are crazy. You know why? You want to know why Ben Roethlisberger's torching this secondary? Aaron Rodgers is going to set it on fire. Literally. I'm good. Let's take the Packers.
Yeah, it's tough, man. If it's Tyler Huntley, the game plan doesn't change much, but Tyler Huntley is not Lamar.
Like the moment Marlon Humphrey went out, Ben Roethlisberger torched their secondary.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's going to have a huge game.
I like
game.
That take.
But I can't say Lamar Jackson won't if he plays.
That's true. I just feel like he'd have to do too much and potentially be hampered. So I'm going to go Green Bay.
Seattle Seahawks at Los Angeles Rams. The Rams are getting 7 points here. Seahawks have looked better. That's the opening line. Let's see what it's at now.
Yeah, that's a good one to...
Oh, wow. So there's mad money went on Seattle because the Rams,
5.5?
Rams are 4.5 now.
4.5, okay.
So is that one we should move?
I'm going to pick the Rams because of that.
Should I move the line to 4? No,
we should move in.
Jalen Ramsey is wait, we're not using the updated ones?
Should we or not?
Yeah, I think we should.
Man, look at this motherfucker.
I shouldn't have said anything.
I mean, no, I thought we should because that's what we're telling our audience to do.
That's true. This is significant movement, so it does matter, I think, yeah. Obviously. I mean, it matters. I'll go with it. 4.5.
Jalen Ramsey.
Fluid like the rest of the world, huh?
Jalen Ramsey is on the COVID-19 list.
CJ's like, man, come on, man. Jesus.
Jalen Ramsey's on COVID-19. Odell Beckham Jr. is on COVID-19. Daryl Henderson, as of right now, is still on COVID-19.
Hey, look. I got something funny to say.
What's that?
Y'all remember when Chad Johnson changed his last name to Ocho Cinco?
Yeah.
What if someone changed their last name to COVID and wore the number 19?
That'd be pretty funny.
That's a good idea.
Oh, man.
All right, so but the Rams are missing a bunch of people right now because of COVID. I think this is the line that people should watch if it keeps shrinking because some of these guys could come back.
Yeah. I'm taking the Rams here. It's a lot to digest with the lines moving, all these people being out by coming back. It's confused. It's making my head hurt. I'm going to just go Rams, all right? I'm going to go Rams to cover.
I think that's a symptom of COVID.
I'm going Seattle, man.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. So you trust Josh Allen's toe, and now you're trusting Russell Wilson's finger.
Russ has looked good the past couple weeks.
Yeah, he's finally looked a little bit better. Okay. That's what gives me some confidence.
What up?
We'll see.
At 7, I would have taken Seattle, but 4.5, I'll take the Rams.
Yeah, you can penetrate that Rams defense, too.
Mm-hmm. New Orleans Saints at Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The line started here at -11.5. I don't know why the NFL didn't flex this game out. Why are we putting the Saints on a Sunday night primetime game?
Yeah, they need to swap this one with it was a game earlier. I was like, yo, why isn't this a primetime game?
Yeah. Let's look and see if the spread's at now.
Like so New England or Indy.
It's gone Indy down 0.5 to 11. Now, remember, the Saints will beat this team a couple weeks ago with Trevor Siemian.
Oh, they did, didn't they?
Taysom Hill.
It's not happening again, but the Saints will cover here. Because you got Taysom Hill as a weapon. He went over 100 yards this past week. They're going to try to run him again. Sean Payton, he's a mastermind. He's going to try to control the clock. The Saints defense is
good at stopping the run, too.
Yeah. So. I think Tampa Bay wins this one convincingly. I think they control the game. But I think the Saints can muck it up and have possession of the ball long enough to cover the 11.5.
I'm going to go with the Saints as well.
That's nice. I'm going to go with Tampa Bay. They're going to make a statement.
You're going with Tom
State?
Brady? No way.
Yeah, it's statement season.
It is statement season. I was thinking that myself.
Hey, man, I'm waiting for that Tom Brady shirt to get, you know, from his new clothing line to get here.
Look, Tom Brady, you know, post week 11 throughout his career, it'd be some interesting numbers to pull up because he always seems to turn it on, right? Mm. So yeah. I don't hate it.
Vikings Bears.
This the one should have been moved out of primetime.
Started 4.5.
It's moved all together. Don't even play.
And -3.5 now. So that means a lot of points are probably going on the Bears. A lot of money is probably going on.
Hey,
the Bears.
Give me the Bears.
Give me the Bears, man.
Every time you think the Vikings are going away, they stay alive. They need to win this one to stay alive. Give me the Vikings.
You forgot that they won this past week to stay alive. So this is the week where they kind of drop the ball and then they win next week to stay alive again. It's Kirk Cousins. This is his motto.
No, I think he's going to riot line up behind the center this week and he'll be all right.
Yeah, I think so. I hope so.
I think the Bears played really, really well against the Packers. They did They did some good stuff on offense.
And for one quarter, they played really well.
I don't even think they played that well, to be honest with you, Brian.
Jakeem Grant just smoked everybody.
I think certain phases, certain plays.
Do was, some was, things was like that. Yeah. I guess.
I mean, Jakeem Grant caught a wide open pass and ran past the whole defense.
This is the thing about that game last week. Even when Chicago made these great plays, And I know y'all felt the same way I did when I was watching the game. It still never, even though Green Bay was down, it never felt like it. It always felt like Green Bay was going to win it because Chicago, it was a special teams play or it was a big play. It was never in sequence, right? I've been saying that. It wasn't just driving the ball down the field, traditionally putting up points. But, you know, Chicago were able to get some points in big plays and special teams. And, I mean, I think they might be able to do that here against Minnesota.
I think they actually just move the ball in a traditional sense. They won't need to do it with special teams. I think that they have the players. Look, Nagy needs to do something. His entire, obviously we know he's probably not coming back next year. Maybe. This is one of those moments though, a divisional rival, a game against the Vikings.
Yeah.
Give me the Bears. I don't know. Gut feeling on this one. It's going to probably be close though. So.
Yeah, I can see that. Osgood has looked really good in replacement of Thielen. That touchdown last week was impressive.
He's a good player.
He is.
You guys both got Vikings?
No, I got Bears.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah, I'm with Dalvin you on Cook's this one. Running. Justin Jefferson, give it to me.
Yeah, it's real.
All right, guys. Well, that is going to wrap up our this week's picks. Week 14? Yeah. 15, sorry. COVID. Runs it all together.
Dyslexia.
Possibly.
All of it.
Would explain a lot.
That's a COVID symptom.
Dyslexia?
Sure.
To add it to the list.
Dyslexia from COVID.
Oh, man. Yeah, the new variant, not the one that just came out, but the one that's coming out, 3 months from now.
See everything backwards.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the Decepticon variant that turns you into a Transformer.
It's on the way.
All right, guys, but that's going to wrap it up for us. As always, check out the YouTube content on Football Scout 365. Go look up the channel. Me and Brandon been breaking it down. We're 3 prospects in. Rumor is we're talking about some Irish whiskey wide receivers on Sunday. It's going to be a good time. Jameson. Sweet. Nice. And go hit the chats, the comments. Get involved in all the crazy debates going on in the comments of the YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. It's a good time. It's a good hangout. And go check out the NBA show with Woody and Mel. We've been having a good time. We just had on Dylan Monk. We talked about being a lifelong Sacramento Kings fan. I think it's the longest time anyone's ever talked about the Kings on a podcast.
Yeah, probably.
And so, hey, man, you guys let him talk about the Kings. I can't talk about Michigan like that. What's
you can
up?
Talk about Michigan. That's fine. You want to come all on right. the NBA podcast? We're going to do Michigan?
Yeah. We'll talk right. Michigan basketball.
Talk about all 7 of his NFL football teams, right?
That's 7 episodes. We need some off-season content.
It's true. Yeah. we can just have a Brandon's Michigan corner.
There we go.
I like that.
All right, guys. But yeah, go check it out. Check out the NBA pod. And win some money with us. Check out these bets we're making. We're doing very well this year.
Hey, man, we're averaging around 51-52% as a group.
There we go.
Here, so
there we go. And that's going to wrap it up for us, guys. Let's let the music hit. We out.
Hey,
don't quit your day job.
I couldn't stop if I wanted to. A 9-to-5 is something that I don't want to do. Sit in the cube.